This is the Early Edition Podcast with Phil Johnson on AM1150.ca and across the Bell Talk Radio Network.
My next guest has his own honors and accolades. Eric Alper joining us to talk about the 65th Grammy Awards that are going to be happening Sunday. But, sir, I did not realize that I'm not particularly gifted when it comes to musical knowledge, and you're not going to make a big deal of it, so I will. Six-time nominee for Publicist of the Year during Canadian Music Week. 16-time Juno Award winner overseeing PR campaigns. Eric Alper, you got your own street cred.
I just want to win those Bonnie Raitt tickets, though. I might have called the wrong line. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, usually when you stick around long enough, things happen without you doing anything. So that's probably one of them. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
So I got to go there because to me, from now and forever, Let's Give Them Something to Talk About has always been the Bonnie Raitt signature tune. This song has been awarded or has been nominated as Song of the Year. Now, I don't think Bonnie Raitt and Just Like That are going to win the Song of the Year. But, man, I'll tell you what, this is a great piece for her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially because, you know, when you go through this year's list of nominees, you will feel really old very fast if you're not up on, like, the Billboard Hot 100 until, you know, you'll see some names that you may know, like ABBA is up for Record of the Year, and if they win, it'll be their first ever Grammy Award that they've ever won. But then you kind of go through that list, and it's a lot of new artists, as it should be, but then, you know, Bonnie Raitt's Just Like That sticks out for Song of the Year, and she's up against Harry Styles and Lizzo and Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Adele. So it's nice to see that somebody that has been around for a while, like Bonnie Raitt, still get that recognition that she so well deserves.
And that, to me, is sort of at the underpinnings of this, and that's when you get into this, is that a sympathy vote and all the rest of it. But by nominating that song, they're giving it already some prestige, some status that otherwise it might not have had, and she accordingly gets it as well. I happen to like that.
Yeah, for sure, especially when the Billboard Hot 100 is pretty dominated by songs that are first becoming popular, not necessarily on the radio, like you and I remember, but on TikTok and on social media. So that's where you end up with artists like Steve Lacy being number one on Billboard Hot 100 thanks to TikTok, or even, you know, Harry Styles or Gayle or DJ Khaled, who are consistently on there, or at least talked about on social media. But it's always great because, you know, the knock against the Grammys was that they were too male, too white, and too old. And the fact that they're trying to reach a whole new audience of people who normally don't really think about awards. I mean, that's the other really wild thing, is that when you're an up-and-coming artist, if you're 16 years old, 17 years old, 18 years old, and you're first starting out your musical career, you may not be thinking about your dreams of winning a Grammy. You're thinking about, how am I going to get to a million followers on TikTok? How am I going to get to a million streams on Spotify? Those are the new goals. It's not, hey, I got three friends, I want to form a band, and you can't play guitar? That's okay. You can play guitar anyway, you know? And so you end up with the Grammys and the Junos and the Brits, and even, you know, to a certain extent, the Oscars, all having really low viewership, the lowest consistently in a number of years, even though that when you start to become like the Junos and the Grammys and you nominate newer artists, I'm always curious to find out afterwards if those fan base even care about award shows. It doesn't make them irrelevant. It just makes them a little bit difficult to try to reach those people who are fans of these artists.
Yeah, no kidding. So listen, a headline that I'm seeing a lot, or not even a headline, but a storyline that I'm seeing a lot right now. We've got Beyonce over here, 9 victories, 9 wins, this year nominated for Break My Soul. And then over here, we've got her husband, Jay-Z, nominated for God Did, and he's got a companion 9 victories. And the headline is, the most decorated couple in the history of the Grammys.
Yeah, they have four homes. Three of them, I think, just only hold Grammy Awards. Beyoncé is just four Grammy wins away from being the most decorated artist in history when it comes to the Grammy Awards. And Jay-Z, he's got the potential to break his tie with Kanye West for the most awarded rapper of all time. Jay-Z has 24 Grammys to his credit. Again, ABBA has zero. But, you know, when you're somebody like Beyonce, she's got the new album that was hugely raved about in the media, both critically and sold really, really well. She's got that world tour that she literally announced 10 days ago that is already, tickets are selling in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $15,000 in Canada and in the U.S. for one ticket. So she's right up there with the most, you know, when you're talking about the history and the accolades. I mean, they're both, you know, what a power couple.
If you were a movie reviewer and we were talking about the Academy Awards, you would have by now seen them all, and we would be able to have the conversation that we'd have there. Have you listened to all of the songs, and have you listened to all of the albums? Is that too much to expect of you?
No, because I love it. I enjoy it. And a lot of these artists I'm a fan of, whether it's Coldplay or Brandi Carlile, Adele. I checked out Bad Bunny's album once it hit number one on Billboard. It's still in the top 10. It's the all-Spanish album. It's only one of two albums in music history to hit number one that wasn't in all English. He's got the other album, so he's definitely a force to be reckoned with. So I listen to them all.
Okay.
I still go back to obviously my favorites, but it certainly helped me, I think, understand a little bit, you know, what is a Lizzo? What is a, you know, what's Harry Styles all about? Why does Coldplay still continue to dominate when it came to older artists that were still getting Grammy Awards? All that stuff is really fun for me because I love to try to figure out, and get into the heart of the songs.
So then the really ugly question and the one that's very insensitive of me. Is Voyage there because it is truly, they've never won before, and by God, if we can do anything to make that happen, we're going to do that so that we can send ABBA out the door with a big smile on their face. The album is Voyage, and I guess the song that goes with that is Don't Shut Me Down. Is this a sympathy vote?
I don't know if it's a sympathy vote in so much that it's a more concentrated effort by the people that they work with in order to make sure that they're not splitting the vote for them to slide in. Certainly when ABBA announced that they were kind of sort of getting back together again, people thought that it was going to be a world tour, that this is it. We're going to see the band live and in person. But it turned out to be just a virtual reality artificial intelligence concert where you're really just watching a 3D cartoon of them, and it's sold out from now until the end of the run in July in the U.S. And
this is that special theater that they built.
Yeah.
Holograms.
Yeah, so you're going to walk in there, and they actually did the concert, and they stuck those green dots all over them to mimic their moves, and then the technology and computers basically recreated it, allowing them to sing all of the old hits, even though that they didn't really sing them when they were doing that kind of technology session of it. So it can now get them to do, they can now do a Beatles song if they want to, because they've got all the voices, they've got all the words, all the letters. They've got, it's kind of like, you know,
and they've got and they've thinking. and they've got all the green dots.
They've got all the green dots there, exactly. So when you're a record label and you're thinking, okay, wow, who are we all going to get behind? I'm sure that a lot of people said, you know, ABBA's made us a lot of money in the past, and it's time that finally they get the recognition. So maybe instead of splitting the vote between five artists, they have 700 people all voting for one, trying to get them into the top 10.
Crystal ball, look at the future, prognostication, whatever you want to call it. Someday will we go to AI hologram tours?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen it a little bit earlier than I think people expected when Roy Orbison's estate sent out a hologram out on tour, did a couple of soft seaters, which were about 300, 400 people. The audience didn't quite relate to it because it was a much older audience that wasn't really ready for it. But yeah, you know, I think that the technology might be only a year or two away from when you could see endless possibilities. There could be, you know, companies out there doing the Beatles 1964 concert across North America. Or how would you like to see Woodstock in your right in front of you with all these performers? or like the last concert with, you know, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. Like, there's, you know, they've got the video. I think it's going to happen to newer artists because there's so much footage of them as opposed to some of the older artists like the Beatles or...
Listen, man, on the clock,
yeah.
Who's the song of the year? Who's the album of the year?
Album of the year, I think, goes to Beyonce, and song of the year, I'm kind of thinking, I'm kind of going with Taylor Swift's All Too Well, her 10-minute version, but, you know, let's make it full circle. I wouldn't be surprised if Bonnie Raitt just sneaks in there with Just Like That.
Boy, did you just earn my love and adoration. You have yourself a great day. You've been a treat, man. So appreciate it.
This has been the Early Edition Podcast. Catch the Early Edition from 6 to 9 a.m. on AM 1150 and online at am1150.ca.